Hi, welcome to Podcast A. Today we'll be discussing narconomics, the structure in which drug cartels are like corporations. Hi, I'm Abigail.
And I'm Josue, and today we will be discussing the economics behind drug cartels.
We all know that El Chapo was a drug lord and he made billions, but how exactly did he make them? El Chapo, like many other drug lords, followed similar strategies that corporations followed.
Walmart and McDonald's follow two strategies. Walmart is a large corporation from which many people buy their products from. It is therefore seen as a monopoly. Walmart could raise its prices, and because it is the monopoly, people will have to pay the raised price.
Just like drug cartels, if they raise the price of cocaine, people buying it will be forced to buy it because they only have one provider.
And McDonald's. McDonald's is a corporation that has franchises all over the United States and the whole world. Of course, I would know. These franchises help a company spread and increase its profits, and McDonald's is not the only influential company. There are many franchises for other companies like Starbucks, Walmart, and Target.
Alike, narcos have their franchises or distributors who sell their drugs and spread them to other people. From this strategy, drug cartels are able to spread and increase their profits.
Using these two strategies help drug cartels become bigger and expand their influences on people.
Now, how are drug cartels like monopolies? Well, it's simple. Drug cartels are effective in two ways. They know how to make money and they are creative about it.
According to Business Insider, narcos have been creative about new delivery methods. Nowadays, they are using drones to deliver cocaine. The creativity shown within drug cartels represent the creativity shown within entrepreneurships.
Because drug cartels are limited to the way they deliver or expand, the creativity is sparked. Creativity is one of the biggest components of entrepreneurship, and narcos more often seem to implement it to their strategies.
Not only did they use drones to deliver, they also created mini submarines to assist them to deliver.
The three key ideas that drug cartels follow from big corporations are creativity, expansion, and structure.
It's true, drug cartels are more or less the illegal corporations. They have franchises and tactics similar to corporations, but they have them for different purposes.
Another way that they expand is through taking over other industries like the oil industry.
In Mexico Fights Fuel Pirates, it is explained that not only do narcos want to increase the drug industry, they are now taking over the oil industry. Since the oil link in Mexico, narcos have tried to start to charging and taking over the oil in Mexico. This method of taking oil would only help drug cartels expand and grow more.
Drug cartels are like oligopolies because they have limited competition. Although there are different drug cartels, not many are successful enough to compete with the bigger cartels. Therefore, drug cartels have a limited competition in which they only compete with the great ones. They mostly have control over the prices and distribution, but they also have smaller distributors who have a limit on the price.
The cartel has gone so far to get their way that they have threatened Mexico's president and that they would get the fuel through any means necessary, as in killing of innocent civilians, until the government has stayed out of their way of getting free access to the fuel to be sold to benefit themselves even more than they already need.
But isn't it funny how it's also isn't just happening in North America? It has also expanded over to Europe and in all time.
Are you serious? I thought the cartel only worked in Mexico.
Just because we only hear of the cartel in Mexico doesn't mean it doesn't happen anywhere else. It has been on the rise.
Well, it's not my fault that's all Trump talks about and to give him leverage on his wall idea. And how is it that it also has gone overseas?
That's a great question, with not such a complex answer as the human itself.
Drug cartels have great connection all over the world. It could be in Asia or Italy. They will have someone to sell drugs to.
It's true. Many people have the idea that drug cartels are only developing in Mexico, but it's actually spreading to other countries. Not just the United States, but other outsiders.
The more we discuss this, the more apparent it is. Drug cartels do follow all this entrepreneurial ideas of developing and growing stronger. If drug cartels were characterized, they are oligopolies.
True. El Chapo and many other cartels have fought to stay in the lead, and limit its competition to be able to control their prices and their power. They're like Walmart, taking over a smaller store in a small town and conceiving all the dominance.
Or like Steve Jobs and Bill Gates, who knew they had to be creative to become stronger. Mini cartels are now exceeding normal delivery and are using mini submarines and drones to deliver, which just once again demonstrates the peace of entrepreneurship.
Or their instinct to spread across the world or industries. I mean, they had no business in entering the oil industry, but they thought it would be economically beneficial, so they did.
Yeah, or they're spread throughout the world. They're like businessmen, increasing their networks to have more dominance and more people to reach out to them.
It reminds me of something. According to Business Insider, drug cartels are similar to companies who raise their products prices very high when production was cheaper. For example, a kilo of cocaine costs $2,000 when it is originally made. But once it travels, first it increases to $20,000, and once it reaches its destination, the United States, it goes up to the low six figures.
That's crazy!
It's true, cocaine, unlike shirts, are most of the time overpriced. I would argue that drug cartels raise the cocaine's price because of the risk, but it could easily be compared to brands who make shirts at $10 and sells them at $50.
I totally agree with this idea of charging for the risk, but I would add on that it is also because they are in dominance of this industry, and like stated before, many people will pay whatever price is asked if they only have one provider.
It's amazing and scary how a drug cartel is very influential throughout the world, like big corporations, but they do it with the bad intentions.
I totally agree, and with that, we will be closing today's topic of narconomics.
All right, it was a pleasure discussing this very interesting topic.